All right. Welcome, children and everyone, to the Sunday School this morning. And do any kids have any songs for us to start? Timmy? All right, 47. Number 47.
When he cometh to make up his jewels, all his jewels, precious jewels, his loved and his own, like the stars of tell it again, tell it again.
children, we've been talking about tell it again, and tell what again? What are we supposed to be telling again? Yep. Yes, that's right. God's story about salvation. And I hope each one of us here, children especially, all of you, who have gotten to the age where you can, have made sure that people haven't not heard this story before. All right, so let's sing another song. Shane. 40. Okay. That's a good one, too. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Yesterday that he wanted to say his verse today. So, I have some candy here, a little reward for you. Hope your parents won't mind if I give you some candy this early in the morning. So, I hope you all would like to say a verse or have one to say. Who would like to start? Anybody want to start? All right, go ahead. Can you stand up, please? And maybe we'll try to get you to speak into this mic.
Ephesians 6:18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Ephesians 6:18.
Thank you. All right. Yeah. Nice and loud if you can.
Ephesians 6:11. Put on the full armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians 6:11.
Very good. All right. Anybody else? Oda, do you want to try? I'll help you if you need it.
John 11:25. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and life. John 11:25.
Very good. Very good. Anybody else? All right. Well, we'll reward those who have said it, and then maybe we'll have some more takers after the rewards get passed out. These are fun bugs. Hope Jonathan doesn't mind me taking them from his house this morning. No? Okay. All right. Anybody else want to try? You want to try? You want to try a verse? It can be anyone, and then I'll give you a candy. Okay? Okay. Yeah, you can come tell me afterward, too, and I'll give you a candy still, okay? All right. All right, so this morning, children, we have a story for you from the Book of Judges. Book of Judges. And this is a story that I hope all of you have heard before. And it's the 6th chapter. And let's start reading from verse 1. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel. And because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made them dens which are in the mountains and caves and strongholds. And it was so when Israel had sown that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites and the children of the east, even they came up against them. All right, let's just stop there for a minute. So the children of Israel had 3 enemies. And who can tell me what they were? Right? Who has an answer for us? Caleb, do you know? Who are the enemies? What about Hannah?
The Midianites. The Amalekites.
Yep. Right, one missing, one more. Yep.
The Midianites, the Amalekites, and the children of the east.
Very good, very good. All right, that was a joint effort. All right, so let's keep reading. 3 enemies. Wow, that's a lot. And they encamped against them and destroyed the increase of the earth till thou come unto Gaza, and left no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep, nor ox, nor ass. For they came up with their cattle, and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitude. For both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land to destroy it. And Israel was greatly impoverished, because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. And it came to pass, when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt and brought you forth out of the house of bondage. I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of all that oppressed you and drave them out from before you and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am the God, the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell, but ye have not obeyed my voice. So they were bad. They did evil in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord's not happy with that. And so he sent their enemies to teach them a lesson. And children, today we have three enemies against us as well. Those of you who believe, and even those who don't, in the Lord Jesus. And what are the three enemies? Does anybody know? This is a really hard question. Maybe somebody older can help us out. Let's pick on Jonathan. Good. The flesh, the world, and Satan. Thank you. Those are our three enemies, children. And they're always against us. Now let's... So then the next section talks about Gideon. And let's read it. And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak, which was an Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash, the Abiezrite. And his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where are all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us, and delivered us into the hand of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, Surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. And he said unto him, If now I have found grace in thy sight, then show me a sign that thou talkest with me. Depart not hence, I pray thee, until I come unto thee, and bring forth my present, and set it before thee. And he said, I will tarry till thou come again. So what Gideon did next, he made a meal for the angel. And he presented it to him, and the angel touched what he made, his meal, and it went into there was fire that came out of the rock and consumed the meal. And then Gideon realized it was the angel of the Lord. And he was afraid. But the Lord said, Peace be unto thee, verse 23, Fear not, thou shalt not die. Then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord, and called it Jehovah Shalom. Unto this day it is yet an Ophrah of the Abiezrites. So he built an altar there, children. And an altar is a picture of worship, often in the scriptures. And it's a picture of worshiping the Lord. You children can worship the Lord in many different ways. You can see the beautiful creation outside, and you can worship the Lord because of what He's made. You can worship the Lord because of what He's done on the cross. You can worship Him because of how great He is, even before the cross, in the days of the cross. All those things you can worship Him in. And what is worship? It's simply thinking how great God is. That's what worship is. And if you think of that song, many of you probably have known it, How Great Thou Art, O Lord My God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works Thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder. And then what's the chorus? How great Thou art. How great Thou art. That's a worship song. It's just thinking how great God is. And children, God values that when you, even in your youth, just worship Him and just appreciate Him for what He is. My brother Kevin, he was a good example to me growing up. And he was 10 years old when he wanted to remember the Lord in his death when he wanted to, when he understood that the Lord Jesus said, "This do in remembrance of me." And he asked to take the loaf, take some of the loaf, take some of the cup. And that was a good example to me. And it's just, it's wonderful that even at a young age, you can just realize what the Lord Jesus has done for you. And taking away all of your sins, all those things that you've done wrong, and you can be thankful to him for that. So let's continue on in our story, children. And verse 25, "And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, Take thy father's young bullock, even the second bullock of 7 years old, and throw down the altar of Baal that thy father hath, and cut down the grove that is by it, and built an altar unto the Lord thy God upon the top of this rock in the ordered place, and take the second bullock and offer a burnt sacrifice with the wood of the grove which thou shalt cut down." Well, after we worship the Lord, we have a sense of his greatness, then we want to get rid of the idols that we have in our lives. And this man, Gideon, he was from a small family, and his dad had an idol, an altar to Baal. And his dad and the ones in the city really valued this altar, it seems. And so the Lord said that that had to go first. Before there could be any victory for the people of God, that altar had to be cut down. And so it took a lot of energy. He needed a bullock. He needed a cow and all the strength of that animal to pull down the idol. And let's read the next verse, 27. "Then Gideon took 10 men of his servants and did as the Lord had said unto him. And it was so, because he feared his father's household and the men of the city, that he could not do it by day, that he did it by night." So he did it by night, so he needed a cow to pull it down, and he took 10 men as well. And then the altar of the Lord was built. And let's keep reading verse 28. "And when the men of the city rose early in the morning, behold, the altar of Baal was cast down, and the grove was cut down that was by it. And the second bullock was offered upon the altar that was built. And they said one to another, Who hath done this thing? And when they inquired and asked, they said, Gideon, the son of Joash, hath done this thing. Then the men of the city said unto Joash, Bring out thy son, that he may die, because he hath cast down the altar of Baal, because he hath cut down the grove that was by it. And Joash said unto all that stood against him, Will ye plead for Baal? Will ye save him? He that will plead for him, let him to be put to death whilst it is yet morning. If he be a god, let him plead for himself, because one hath cast down his altar. Therefore on that day he called him Zerubbabel, saying, Let Baal plead against him, because he hath thrown down his altar." Well, children, you can be a real help in your family. You can help your dad and your mom in pleasing the Lord. And that's a wonderful thing when a child can be a help to parents. And some of you children might think, oh, can I really be a help to my parents spiritually? They seem so strong. They seem to know so much about the scriptures. Can I really be a help to them? But yes, you can, children. Instead of saying, oh, we have to have the reading, you can say, let's have a reading tonight, Dad. Let's have a reading. Let's read the scripture. Let's read the Bible. Remember what we read last time? It was so good. Your children can do that. And that's a tremendous encouragement to your family. So Gideon, he was an encouragement to his dad. And then his dad said, hey, wait, to the men of the city. really, if Baal has any strength, then he can get back at Gideon. Let's see what's going to happen. Let's see if Baal has any power at all. So let's continue reading and see what happens. Then all the Midianites and the Amalekites and the children of the east were gathered together and went over and pitched in the valley of Jezreel. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet, and Abiezer was gathered after him. And he sent messengers throughout all Manasseh, who also was gathered after him. And he sent messengers unto Asher, and unto Zebulun, and unto Naphtali, and they came up to meet him. And Gideon said unto God, If thou wilt save Israel by mine hand, as thou hast said, behold, I will put a fleece of wool on the floor. And if the dew be on the fleece only, and it be dry upon all the earth beside, then I shall know that thou shalt save Israel by mine hand, as thou hast said. You might say, wait, he already was told by God that he was going to save Israel. Is God really going to do this? Let's read verse 38. And it was so, for he rose up early in the morrow, on the morrow, and thrust the fleece together, and wring the dew out of the fleece, a bowl full of water. And Gideon said unto God, Let not thine anger be hot against me, and I will speak but this once. Let me prove, I pray thee, but this once with the fleece. Let it now be dry only upon the fleece, and let upon all and upon all the ground let there be dew. And God did so that night, for it was dry upon the fleece only, and there was dew on all the ground. God is so gracious, children, and he is so good to us. Even when we don't have much faith, he still answers again and again and again our prayers. So let's keep going on. Then Zerubbabel, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him rose up early and pitched beside the well of Herod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them by the hill of Moreh in the valley. And the Lord said unto Gideon, The people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands. Lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, Mine own hand hath saved me. Now therefore go to, proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, Whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned to the people 22,000. And there remained 10,000. Wow. A lot of people were scared. 22,000. That was most of the people. And they just walked away. Now, if you were Gideon, children, wouldn't that kind of scare you? It would kind of scare me. All the people, the children of the east, the Midianites, the Amalekites, there were a lot of them. There were an awful lot of them. But Gideon needed to trust the Lord. Let's read verse 4. And the Lord said unto Gideon, The people are yet too many. Bring them down unto the water, that I may try them there, for thee there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, This shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee. And of whomsoever I shall say unto thee, This shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. So he brought him down to the water, the people unto the water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, Every one that lappeth of the water with his tongue, as a dog lappeth, him shalt thou set by himself. Likewise, every one that boweth down upon his knees to drink. And the number of them that lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, By the 300 men that lapped will I save you, and deliver the Midianites into thine hand, and let all the other people go, every man unto his place. So the people took victuals in their hand and their trumpets, and he sent all the rest of Israel, every man unto his tent, and retained those 300 men, and the host of Midian was beneath them in the valley. So you children, I hope you can see a picture of what happened here in your minds. So there is some water, you can picture. And some of them went down, and they went down maybe on their knees, and they just put their faces right in the water, and they lapped water like that. Okay? And they drank straight from the water. Their faces were right down in the water, and that's how they were drinking. And then some people kind of went like this, where they brought their hand down, scooped some water, and then brought it up to their mouth, and they drank like this, and lapped water, says, like a dog. Okay, so they lapped water like this. So when you're in this position, instead of being on your face, right in the water, you're a lot more watchful, aren't you? If the enemy came running over, you could easily... Okay? And, you know, children, when we're listening to a meeting, when we're reading the Bible, that's especially when Satan wants to tempt us and wants to make us fall. And so it's good. Even when we're reading the Word of God, it's like the water, right? Water is like, we read of the water of the Word. So even when we're taking a spiritual drink, say, and you're in your reading or in Sunday school class and you're enjoying the Word of God, it's good to still be watching. And if Satan says something like, oh, you should poke your brother, or you should just kick him, or something, you know, anything that he tempts you with, you can raise up the shield of faith and say, no, I'm not going to do that. Verse 9, and it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, arise, get thee down unto the host, for I have delivered it into thine hand. And if thou fear to go down, go thou with Phurah, thy servant, down to the host. And thou shalt hear what they say, and afterward shall thine hands be strengthened to go unto the host. Then went he down with Phurah, his servant, unto the outside of the armed men that were in the host. And the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay along in the valley like grasshoppers for multitude. And their camels were without number as the sand by the seaside for multitude. And when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that told a dream unto his fellow and said, behold, I dreamed a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the host of Midian and came unto a tent, and it smote it that it fell, and overturned it, that the tent lay along. And his fellow answered and said, this is nothing else save the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel, for into his hand hath God delivered Midian and all the host. This is a remarkable thing. Absolutely amazing that God would allow this man to have a dream one, allow it to be told, to allow the interpretation, the fellow, to say this is nothing other than Gideon. 3, that he even knew Gideon, this fellow, or heard his name ever before. It's a miracle. 4, 5, that Gideon and his friend were right there to hear it. This is an absolute miracle. Again, amazing. But the Lord knew that Gideon was weak, and Gideon owned his weakness. And that's the path of blessing for us, children. Let's read verse 15. And it was so, when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof, that he worshipped, and returned unto the host of Israel, and said, arise, for the Lord hath delivered into your hand the host of Midian. And he divided the 300 into 3 companies. And he put a trumpet in every man's hand, with empty pitchers and lamps within the pitchers. And he said unto them, look on me and do likewise. And behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall ye do. When I bloweth a trumpet, I and all that are with me, then blow ye the trumpets also on every side of the camp, and say, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. So Gideon and the 100 that were with him came unto the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch. And they had but newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers that were in their hands. And the 3 companies blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers.
and held the lamps in their left hands, and the trumpets in their right hands, to blow withal. And they cried, "The sword of the Lord and of Gideon." And they stood every man in his place round about the camp, and all the host ran and cried and fled. And the 300 blew the trumpets, and the Lord set every man's sword against his fellow, even through all the host, and the host fled to Beth Shittah in Zererath, and to the border of Abel-Meholah, unto Tabbath. And the men of Israel gathered themselves together out of Naphtali, and out of Asher, and out of all Manasseh, and pursued after the Midianites. So there was a great victory that day, children, and it was through the power of the Lord. It wasn't through the power of the 300 men. That's very clear. So the Lord as well can win battles in our lives. Let's just sing number 15 in the children's book, Brave Gideon. I don't think we have it with us today, but I think most of us know it. Brave Gideon had 300 men, the Midianites had a host. But Gideon had the Lord with him, and so he had the most. Gideon had the Lord, Gideon had the Lord. He won the fight with the Midianites, for Gideon had the Lord. You be a soldier true and win a full reward. Be brave and kind in all you do and fully trust the Lord. Gideon has the Lord, Gideon has the Lord. He won the fight with Midianites, for Gideon has the Lord.